everyone, and welcome to Kids Bible Devotions. So it's not time for our weekly episode yet, but I was just going to hop in the middle of the week and give you a little bit of an intro to what our episode on Saturday is going to be. So it's going to be about Mormonism. So I'm just going to give a quick little intro today to kind of prepare you for the episode on Saturday. So what is Mormonism? People today called Mormons, which is a religion, Mormonism is a religion. Many of these Mormons call themselves Christians, but today and on Saturday, we're going to see why that is not true. Mormonism is very different from Christianity. Mormonism is a false religion. Mormonism was founded by Joseph Smith. He was a man from America who lived in the 1800s. So Joseph Smith had 30 wives because he claimed God told him it was okay. He took money from members of this new religion he made, and he even said God told him to found a bank that would never fail, and it failed. He was called a quote-unquote king and predicted that the U.S., America, would be overthrown in a few years. So, right off the bat, we're getting a red flag from this guy. Jesus said in Matthew 7 on the Sermon of the Mount that there would be false prophets. And there have been. And he told us how to recognize false prophets. He said, "You shall recognize them by their fruit." Now, we see so far from the life of Joseph Smith that there is not good fruit. He was even convicted of or tried for fraud. We'll learn more about that on Saturday. But so far, we see, just off the basis, that he is making false predictions. And we're going to discuss right now, really quick, why that is a big problem. So Mormons claim that the Bible is one of their holy books, but most of what they teach directly contradicts the Bible. And this is a big problem. Right off the bat, the founder of this religion called Mormonism, Joseph Smith, the founder, is making predictions that he claimed God told him, but the predictions aren't coming true, such as the bank that failed, that he said would never fail, and the overthrowing of America in just a few years. And that didn't happen in a few years. He lived in the 1800s, and I'm from America, and America is still a country today. Now, Deuteronomy, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, sorry if you hear me flipping in the Bible here. I have my Bible, so you might hear the pages turning. So the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verses 20 to 22, says, "But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods, that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, 'How shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken?' When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously. You shall not be afraid of him." So what this passage is telling us is that, you know, false prophets exist, and they existed in the days of Israel, when that was actually such a serious crime that it was punishable by death in ancient Israel. Now, you see, the verses in Deuteronomy we just read are telling us basically how we can also know a false prophet. Jesus said you can know them by your fruit. They're the fruits. And definitely if you study the life of Joseph Smith, which we'll get more into on Saturday, we can see that he does not have good fruits in his life. He has what the Bible describes in Galatians chapter 5 as the works of the flesh. And Galatians chapter 5 says, "Those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." And what we see here in Deuteronomy is another test to see what the Lord has really spoken. It's actually quite simple. It says that if what a prophet or a supposed prophet speaks in the name of the Lord does not come to pass, that's not what the Lord has spoken. So here's some more verses on false prophets. Again, sorry if you hear all the pages in my Bible turning. Try to be quiet. So Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 14 says, "And the Lord said to me, 'The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I have not sent them, commanded them, nor spoken to them. They prophesy to you a false vision, divination, a worthless thing, and the deceit of their heart.'" The book of Jeremiah in chapter 23, verse 16 says, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, 'Do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. They continually say to those who despise me.'" Okay, and then it goes on about what the false prophets were saying in Jeremiah's day. So basically that's telling us that the false prophets who were prophesying in Jeremiah's day were speaking a vision from their own heart. They were not from the mouth of the Lord. False prophets say things that the Lord has not actually said. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 13, verse 9 says, "My hand will be against the prophets who envision futility and who divine lies. They shall not be in the assembly of my people, nor be written in the record of the house of Israel, nor shall they enter into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord God." So the false prophets, it said, would not be allowed into Israel. God will not count them among his people. Another thing about Joseph Smith was that he used a seer stone, which is basically a type of divination. That is very serious. The Bible is clear throughout the Old Testament that God did not want or allow the children of Israel to practice divination. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 18, verse 10, says, "There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out before you. You shall be blameless before the Lord your God." Okay, so that was our little intro into who Joseph Smith, the founder of Mormonism, was. We are going to learn more about him and what he taught on Saturday, so prepare for the episode, and God bless. Thanks so much for listening to this week's devotional. Make sure to share this podcast with all your friends and family, and tune in next week. God bless.